It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. Here's a hypothetical scenario Obama administration lawyers have been obsessing over since the president took office. If American troops pick up a top al-Qaeda operative overseas and the U.S. wants to hold him for interrogation, where should that take place? NPR's Ari Shapiro has been talking with some of those government lawyers, and he has this report.
The most well-known place to house detainees indefinitely is Guantanamo Bay Prison. From day one, President Obama ruled it out for new detainees. This was a speech he delivered last May.
The existence of Guantanamo likely created more terrorists around the world than it ever detained.
What has not been public until now is that even while President Bush was still in office, people in the administration who wanted to close Guantanamo won this debate. According to former government officials, there was a disagreement during President Bush's second term about where to put new terrorism detainees. Gordon England was second in command at the Pentagon, and he argued for Guantanamo Bay. He said it's safe, it's transparent, and I'm tired of reading stories about secret prisons. But two other Bush officials fought back. Matthew Waxman ran detainee affairs at the Pentagon, and John Bellinger was legal advisor to the State Department, and they said it's time to close Guantanamo. The revolving door at the prison should be exit only, they said. And they won the debate. No new detainees have arrived at Guantanamo since 2006. So if the U.S. captures a valuable al-Qaeda member tomorrow, it seems safe to conclude he will not be flown to Cuba. Another option is the United States. President Obama has said he wants to move Guantanamo prisoners here. So why not new detainees? In short, administration officials say political opposition is just too strong right now. Republican Congressman Hal Rogers of Kentucky spoke last week on the House floor.
These are enemy combatants sworn to kill you and every American they can find, and you want to bring them to the U.S.? It's insane.
Rogers introduced a non-binding resolution to keep all Guantanamo detainees out of the U.S. It passed 258 to 163. Yesterday, the House and Senate reached a compromise. They agreed to let Guantanamo detainees come to the U.S. for trial. Even so, people in the administration say the political hurdles to transferring detainees here are so great that bringing terrorists from foreign countries in the future is basically out unless the political winds change. That takes us overseas, to an American-run prison called Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. Bagram houses about 600 detainees, and some human rights officials have even called it Obama's Gitmo. Tina Foster is executive director of the International Justice Network. She represents some men at Bagram who are challenging their detention.
Obama is reserving Bagram to be used the exact same way as Bush used Guantanamo.
In fact, current and former officials say it's more complicated than that. Several people from both administrations have confirmed to NPR that the United States has a formal agreement with Afghanistan's government. The U.S. can bring detainees to Bagram from outside of Afghanistan, but the Afghans have the power to reject specific detainees. And that has happened. During one incident late in the Bush administration, officials say, a terrorist from Somalia was brought to Afghanistan without the Afghan government's consent. These officials say it created a diplomatic problem. The Afghans gave the U.S. days to get this man out of the country. And ever since, it has been more difficult for the U.S. to bring people from outside of Afghanistan to Bagram. At different points, the Bush administration used Guantanamo, the United States, and Bagram to hold detainees. Because all of those possibilities are problematic, the Obama administration is now thinking more creatively about this issue. The options they are considering are not traditional American-run prisons. And we'll explore those possibilities tonight on All Things Considered. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.